Track 12. Children are transforming patches of unloved land into allotments bursting with fresh fruit and veg.
Seeds planted 6 years ago are bearing fruit as inspirational outdoor classrooms across Norfolk. The Papillon project began when teacher Matt Willer decided to create an allotment at Reefham High School. From one teacher and two volunteer students, it blossomed into an educational charity, working across the county with pupils, parents, staff, and local communities, growing food and learning practical and environmental skills together. Each sustainable allotment is designed as a place to learn, as important as sports halls, drama studios, and classrooms. The Papillon project is now helping more than 20 secondary schools across the county, including pupil referral units and a special school. Youngsters don't just learn how to grow food, they get to enjoy physical and sociable time outside in the fresh air, with all the health and well-being benefits involved. Each allotment, created using mainly recycled and reclaimed materials, is also linked into the local community with a Grow Your Own Help outlook, bringing students, staff, parents, and local people together. The project was named for the French word for butterfly, with a mission to make spectacular allotments from unloved areas, like the transformation of a caterpillar to butterfly, and a desire to create a butterfly or ripple effect with each person involved and each school, inspiring more to create their own allotments. Founder Matt Willer was named the Royal Horticultural Society's School Garden Champion of the Year in 2018 and Norwich and Norfolk's Eco Hero in 2019. He launched the first allotment with just two student volunteers. They began by making raised beds from wooden pallets, and as news of the project spread, offers of help began coming in from parents and the wider Reefham community. Today, the allotment has large raised beds, a fruit cage, polytunnels, a greenhouse, chickens, a rope pump to harvest thousands of litres of rainwater, an orchard surrounded by native hedgerow, woodland, beehives, and a wildflower meadow. And what began as a school project has transformed into an award-winning community of hundreds of people of all ages at more than 20 sites across the county, working together towards sustainable food production. Matt said, "This number highlights that secondary schools themselves clearly understand the importance of having a school allotment, not as a small, insignificant gardening club, but as an important and inspirational learning facility, just like any other, such as sports hall or a music department." Papillon Project allotments are growing food and cultivating skills for the future of the world at Norfolk schools.